Blog Talk Radio.
We have been trained to hate ourselves and love white people.
We still are exploited as a people. We're constantly fighting for resources.
We've never been citizens, except on paper.
The participants of this are normally victims of this neocolonialist system.
You're listening to the voices of New Africa. Free the land. Free the land. Free the land.
We declare our right on this earth to be a man, to be a human being, to be respected as a human being, to be given the rights of a human being in this society, on this earth, in this day, which we intend to bring into existence by any means necessary.
And we are here once again at the Voices of New Africa, the show dedicated to the liberation of New African people in support of the New African Independence Movement. My name is Brother Yera Amadi. I am your host, a.k.a. Brother Prophecy. And as always, hopefully we will be joined by some of the brightest minds in the New African community. Of course, last week, many of our comrades were in New Orleans celebrating Black August celebration, and the word is they had an outstanding time. It was just an excellent celebration. But unfortunately, we come to you today in somewhat of a sad occasion, because just yesterday we laid to rest one of our great comrade brothers, Brother Jeremiah Young. Of course, Tuesday, brother made his transition. He became an ancestor, and this was a very young brother. He was only 29 years of age, but he was one of our comrades, one of the freedom fighters in the struggle for New African independence. And so, you know, usually we start by shining the spotlight on a person or event or an organization that was instrumental to the struggle for New African people. Today we're going to use that time to just kind of acknowledge our great brother, our great comrade, Brother Jeremiah. Brother Jeremiah was like many brothers, many new African brothers. He was a victim of the penal colonies, the prison concentration camps. But while incarcerated, he was able to meet some true revolutionaries, members of the New African Independence Movement, brothers like Brother Atiba and many more. I'm sorry, I don't have all of their names. But he was able to begin to transform his criminalistic mentality to a revolutionary mentality. And when he was released from the prison concentration camp, he sought out revolutionary brothers, or brothers who were awareness. He was part of the local RBG movement. He was part of the New African Independence Movement, part of the Republic of New Africa, a conscious citizen of the Republic of New Africa. And he had a certain amount of influence, a certain circle of influence. He was able to reach a lot of brothers who were trapped into their street life, and he was always able to encourage them to get out of the life, out of that criminalistic life, and to influence them to be a more of a revolutionary type. And the brother was taken away from us far too soon. He passed away from health complications. So that's what we want to do today. We want to dedicate this show to this brother. And we want to talk about the legacy of the brother, because he was focused on the youth and trying to elevate the youth and trying to get us on a path that will lead us to true liberation. So if you will, some of the brothers and sisters who are online today, some of the brightest minds, that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to reflect on his life. And also we're going to talk about the importance of doing what Brother Jeremiah was doing, what he was attempting to do, to get the youth into the New African Independence Movement. Because really the youth, that's our future. If we don't have the youth, if the youth do not play a critical role in the independence of our people, then our movement's not going to go anywhere. 20 years down the line, our movement will be dead. So that's what we want to get into today. We want to talk about Brother Jeremiah Young, and I'm going to open the lines up to, like I said, some of the brightest minds in the New African community. I have my sister Ayo Deli on the line. Sister Ayo, are you there?
To the man that I am, I will. I'm on the line. Good morning.
Okay, all right. So if you could just talk about the legacy of our great comrade, brother Jeremiah Young, and the importance of what he stood for, what he's trying to do.
Well, he has a wonderful legacy because as we met him, he came seeking information, seeking knowledge, seeking clarity about his purpose on this earth at that time, and he had already gone through being incarcerated, being a young man coming out, and once you're incarcerated, there's a lot of strikes against you. You're supposed to have theoretically be redeemed in the system, but the system makes it very difficult for you to get a job, even though you've paid your debt, so-called debt to society. And he came looking for information. He was willing, as most of the youth are. He was able to sit down and listen and study, look at various books that we were presented to him in the study sessions, and begin to transform his thinking about the whole situation that we are in here in America and abroad. He was able to understand the effects of colonialism, neocolonialism, imperialism, white racism, and how it has affected African people here in America and abroad. And he's also able to analyze from an African-centered perspective. In other words, looking at the world from our historical reality, that we are an African people. We come from a continent. We had a historical event that occurred that changed the dynamics of our relationship with the rest of the world, and most of us ended up here in America as well as the diaspora, and able to analyze our condition from that time and analyze that this system has owes us a lot because we built this country. We were subjected to many, many atrocities, human atrocities. And we talk about not just civil rights, but human rights. And he was able to put all that into perspective, and you actually visibly saw the transformation of his thinking into a better thinker, someone who is looking at life and ultimately, instead of becoming an individual that aggresses upon the community in which we live, our nation and our race, he put his life on the line to be of service. And I know that's a general term, but when people put their life on the line for their people to be of service, that means they look at women and children and other people differently. Their conversation becomes different. Their analysis becomes different, and we're able to see that. And that is important because when we talk to the youth, they know something is wrong. They know something is off balance when it comes to African people. But when you begin to study it, you begin to analyze, then you begin, and as we say, transform your mentality, and it also transforms your life. Free the land.
Exactly. Well said, sister. And you're right on the money, because we were in a fortunate situation as we witnessed this brother's transition, our transformation, because right before our eyes, I mean, when he came to us, the brother was, I mean, he was seeking information. He was trying to improve himself. And he said it, you know, he was like saying, you know, I've been around different, you know, groups of different whatever and stuff like that, and I'm not getting necessarily what I need, even though they were all, you know, authentic and sincere and all about the true liberation of our people. But, I mean, once he came to us, he just soaked in all of the information and internalized it. And we saw just leaps in his development, and it was quite, you know, amazing to see. And the one thing that really sticks with me when you talk about Brother Jeremiah is how sincere he was and how committed he was to the struggle, to his people. He had a sincere love for the people. I mean, he wasn't trying to better himself so he could go out and make a lot of money or con people or exploit people or anything like that. He sincerely wanted to better himself so he could be a better tool of liberation for his people, for his community. And that's something that I always admired with this brother. And I want to hear from my brother. Hold on, let me get back to... Okay, I want to hear from my brother, Kakayi. Brother Kakayi, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Free the land, brother.
Free the land. I am, I will. So what are your thoughts on, you know, the legacy of Brother Jeremiah? And also, you know, the fact that the brother was trying to reach the youth. He was always trying to reach the youth, reach individuals who may have not necessarily been on the correct path, the path to liberation. Many of the brothers who are still stuck inside the European philosophical ideological box are still victims of neocolonialism and capitalism and imperialism, and stuck into a criminalistic mentality, a mindset. And I mean, and by no means was the brother a judgmental brother and anything like that. He accepted you for who you were. But at the same time, he was always trying to encourage us to do better. And I think that was reflected in one of the speakers at his homegoing ceremony. He was the brother who was talking about how he was in a gang and how Brother Jeremiah didn't want this for you know, his people. He didn't want us always killing each other and all of these things and the inspirational words that the brother spoke on, and I can't remember his name. I do apologize because, you know, I do want to honor the brother for such beautiful words and real words, sincere words about our great comrade. But I'm going to turn it over to you, Brother Kakayi. So what do you, you know, what are your words? What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, I want, if there's a way that our comrade can hear, I want him to know that we love him and for him to rest in peace. And I know that all of us feel that, you know, it was a little too soon. You know, the brother had a lot of potential. As you saw in the ceremony yesterday, he was one of our working bridges between generations to reach the youth. I saw a number of youth that he had touched that said that they began to recognize the difference in our comrades, and that they were beginning to seek the knowledge just based on his influence. And we know that he influenced a lot, not just young people, but the mere fact that he was an instrument or tool for our people to reach the young people, let us know in his own way that there were ways that we can continue to improve upon our struggle for independence and independent nation. This brother, as all of us know, was about the unity of our people, about us getting on board to change the conditions in which we live. And one of the things that I see that he left behind for us as an organization, as a people, is that an instrumental part of us uniting, an instrumental part of us accomplishing our goals of independence and nationhood, has a fundamental basis or need for the people to bond. And he taught us that at a young age, that, you know, we can do a lot. And we can go a long way. But fundamentally, if we bond together, there's nothing that can come in between us. And he left us with that legacy. And I'm so grateful to have experienced and hear and talk and learn beside this brother that one aspect, which is one of many aspects that he left in his legacy, remains with me to this day. And I will forever be grateful for what the brother has done. But like Queen Ayodele said, you know, this brother, we watched his transformation from a criminal mentality to a revolutionary mentality. And a lot of us have to recognize that there has to be some transformation in our people to rid us of these terrible conditions that we're in. You know, knowing that transformation came because he was seeking knowledge of his history, and he learned how to analyze situations better using dialectics, and understanding that was a key point of him understanding the solution to our problem. And I think he's let us realize that we need to continue moving in the same direction, because we have the correct party line. You know, the correct party line will stand the test of time, and we just have to help others understand what that party line is, and they'll realize the truth, and they will transform, and they will become revolutionaries, and they will understand what it takes to rid us of these conditions and circumstances that we suffer and face as African people here in the United States and worldwide. And, when I look back at it, and he talked about bonding, you know, even in his transition, he made the ultimate sacrifice to make sure that we bonded together. And it just shows this transition that he had gave us the reason to go even further in bonding, just based on his transition. And that really touched me last night when I thought about it. I said, you know, this brother talked about bonding, and he brought us together in the most effective way for us to bond, in a way that we had never bonded before. This brother is remarkable, even in his transition, man. And I'm getting a little tech, man, so I'm going to go ahead and give it back to you, man. And when I get myself together, I'll talk about it. But I love this brother. We all love him. And rest in peace, Brother Jeremiah.
No doubt. You brought up some great points, especially, you know, you talked about him being a bridge up from us, from a generational bridge. And I think that's really important, because you look at some of the things that's going on today. You know, you look at our people in general have been agitated, basically, because of technology, because we have so much access to video now. Everything is being video, and we actually can see things that we've been saying for decades, centuries, but we can see them happening before our eyes. We can see our people being murdered by the police for no reason. You can see how differently we are treated in this country. We have the access to all the analytics that tells us that we are second-class citizens. And because of this, it has agitated our people, and it has set into motion a lot of, you know, organizations, a lot of youth groups and all of that type of thing. But I think it is important that the elders, those who have been in the struggle, who have experienced this, to give the proper guidance to that. And this brother was one of the bridges between the elders who have been in the struggles through the 60s, who know, you know, what to look for, to know, you know, have a guidance, have direction. In the new generation, who, in a lot of times when I analyze it, I see the intentions are pure, and the intentions are, you know, are sincere, but a lot of times I see us walking into similar mistakes that we've done in the past. And I was like, there's no need for that. And there definitely needs to be communication between the elders and the youth. And this brother was doing that. But I want to definitely hear from my sister, Sa'unksa Ma'at, who has just joined us. We're talking about Brother Jeremiah, the legacy of Brother Jeremiah Young, and what it means to our people. So are you there, Sister Sa?
Yes, Frieda Land.
Sister Sa, Frieda Land, I am.
Frieda Land, can you hear me?
So, yes, I can hear you. So, you know, what are your words on the legacy of Brother Jeremiah, Brother Jeremiah in general?
The legacy that hold prominent in my mind when I think about Brother Jeremiah is his heart condition, the unconditional love that he had for his people, his brothers and sisters. And for us to do this work, we have to have that type of love, willing to put our life on the line so that you may live a good life, so that we all can live a good life. We have to be in that frame of mind. So when I think of him, I think of unconditional love. He was always willing to help. He was always wanted to make sure that we all bonded together, which you guys spoke of already. Just eager to learn, eager to work, eager to create that village community that we need going into the Republic of New Africa, building Republic of New Africa. He had the perfect mindset, perfect New African mindset in terms of stepping outside of the box, in terms of how we treat one another. So when I think of him, I think of just pure unconditional love.
No doubt, no doubt. And that is so true. I can remember just, you know, having a random text from this brother in the middle of the night, you know, just saying, comrade, I love you. I'll give my life and my freedom for you. I mean, that is the type of dedication that this brother had, you know. I mean, just out of nowhere, I just get a text saying, you know, inspirational words from this brother. And this was a young brother, and he was taken from us too soon, man. Before we get out of here, I want to, you know, get some final thoughts, you know, so maybe some words to the youth on how we, you know, shouldn't just let this brother's death go in vain. I know we're going to post this on the brother's page, or actually it's live on the brother's page right now. So, you know, if you have any words of encouragement for the family and the youth about the legacy, about how we should continue on, about, you know, anything in terms of what Brother Jeremiah represented. So we want to give our comrades that opportunity, you know, right now to speak on that. I'm coming to you, Sister Ayodele. Ayodele, are you still there?
Yes, she's the man, brother. I would just encourage brothers and sisters through Jeremiah, our dear comrade Jeremiah, if he touched your life in any way, to keep remembering him. I believe that he is a guardian spirit now. He is in the spirit, that he will never be forgotten. His name will be called. He will live with his comrades in memory. He was truly, truly a beautiful, gifted person. There was a lot of things that we discovered even after, you know, things that he was revealing about himself, and things were being made manifest. But if you could use his life as an example, that yes, I grew up, I had a wonderful mother, and I had brothers and sisters. For whatever reason, I was in a life that I had to be incarcerated for some time, perhaps. I was with a group of people that our activity wasn't pleasing to the system, and I was penalized for it, and was able to come out of that instead of staying in that mentality, into that way of thinking, was able to come out and change his life. I would encourage people that Brother Jeremiah didn't live as long as our historian and teacher, Malcolm X, but we would encourage them to read that book to see how your life can be transformed if you if you don't like reading, as many of our youth don't like doing, there is a plethora of stuff on YouTube, DVDs, that you sit, you listen, you learn, you study from these particular pieces of information that will help you transform your life. And most of all, find organizations that are saying they are going to be of service to the people. The Republic of New Africa is one of those organizations. Get into a study group. Get into an organization that will help you. Determination and the love, the selfless love for your people that will just uplift your life and the family and the community, the nation, and ultimately the race. Free the land, brother. And rest in peace, Brother Jeremiah. You're gone, but you surely, surely, surely will not be forgotten. Free the land.
Exactly. I am, I will. Free the land, sister. And before we get out of here, I want to go to my brother, Kakayi. Brother Kakayi, are you still there?
Free the land. Yes, I am. And I'm going to make it quick because I like to hear what both the queens have to say. But it was many things that Jeremiah and I talked about. And one of the things that he treasured was being taught how to think out of the box. And one of the messages that he wanted to use to share with the youth is that when you think out of the box about incarceration, you know, he said to me one day, he said that, you know, these young brothers don't think out of the box about staying out of jail. You know, you don't stay out of jail because there's some laws that they have put together to keep us down and oppressed. You stay out of jail by thinking outside of the box, you know, Afrocentric, meaning that the warriors, the young men and women that are revolutionaries need to stay out of jail because it's more important for them to be in the streets to fight for their independence and sovereignty in the Republic of New Africa. And if you can continue to think outside of the box and be in the streets so that you can support the struggle and be there for the Republic of New Africa and our independence, you'll never go back to jail.
You're right. All right. All right, brother. Thank you for those words. And I before we get out of here, I want to hear from my sister, Sa'anxa. Sister Sa, let me get you back in here. Sister Sa, are you still there?
Yes,
Freeland. I am, I will. So, you have any final thoughts, any closing words for our brother?
I just would like to say that we keep his legacy alive by remembering what he represented and what he stood for. And he stood for the complete, ultimate liberation for our people, love for our people. Any place he went, he would always want to share some information with our people. So we need to keep him alive by keeping what he represented alive. So we have to continue on this path because that's what he wants us to do. That's what, for all those that are mourning his death, you keep him alive in your heart, in your spirit, by being what he's about. We got to keep it moving. We have a job to do. And if we all work together, it's not as big as it seems. But let's do what we got to do. I am, I will.
I am, I will. Great, great words. And that was such a fitting way to end the show, because, you know, in closing, I will say this. You know, yesterday we laid our great brother to rest, and that was a difficult thing to do. You know, us in the African community, the New African community, we celebrate the life. We try not to be too saddened about the transition, about the death, but we use this time as a celebration of the brother. And we did a lot of things. Some of the ceremony was more of a traditional funerals, and of course we took it to a new African perspective, and so it was a lot of of good feelings, a lot of tribute. So the African dance was beautiful. The speech that Brother General Hamisha made was you know, phenomenal, on point, outstanding. Many of the other speakers, even some of the, you know, traditional the traditional preachers and stuff like that did an outstanding job. But I say that to say this. I mean, we can create T-shirts. We can say his name every day. We can do shows dedicated to the brother. We can write his name on the wall. We can pour out or do libations in honor of the brother, which is all great. But if you truly want to honor Brother Jeremiah, we have to do more than just symbolic gestures. We have to be about what that brother was about. We have to do the work in which that brother was doing. See, that brother was an active participant in the liberation of new African people. He wasn't somebody who was just sitting down talking about it, sitting down talking about the problem. He was actively engaged in doing something about the problem. By creating solutions, he was constantly bettering himself to make put himself in a better position to better his community. So if we want to honor our brother, Brother Jeremiah Young, then we have to be about what he was about, and that is the liberation of his people, the struggle for the independence of new African people here in America, and really all over the world. I want to thank everybody for joining us every week. We appreciate you allowing us to come into your homes. Thank everybody for calling in, for all of the great minds in the new African community for contributing to this show, and everybody who calls in just to listen, and everybody who listened to this on the internet in our archives. Join us next week as we will always be discussing topics that are relevant to the new African independence movement. My name is Brother Prophecy, a.k.a. Yayra. You've been listening to the Voices of New Africa. Free the land.
We have been trained to hate ourselves and love white people.
We still are exploited as a people. We're constantly fighting for resources.
We've never been citizens, except on paper.
The participants of this are normally victims of this neo-colonialist system.
You're listening to the Voices of New Africa. Free the land.
We declare our right on this earth to be a man, to be a human being, to be respected as a human being, to be given the rights of a human being in this society, on this earth, in this day, which we intend to bring into existence by any means necessary.